This is chapel for February 21st, 1962. Professor Rogers is leading our worship.
It is with a feeling of regret and remorse that I announce to you the word that has just come to me, namely that the grandfather of Professor Harry Oliver has passed away this morning. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Praise waiteth for thee, O God, in Zion, and to thee shall the vow be performed. O thou that hearest prayer, unto thee shall all flesh come. O God of our salvation, thou art the confidence of all the ends of the earth.
Lift up your hearts. Lord, open thou our eyes. Lord, open thou our lips. Praise ye the Lord.
The name of the Lord be praised.
Bless the Lord, O my soul.
And forget not all his benefits.
Bless the Lord, O my soul. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. O God, whose kingdom is everlasting and power infinite, and whose glory the heavens cannot contain, grant us so to desire thy kingdom as a pearl of great price, that the signs of its coming may be seen among men. Lord, give us grace to do what we can, that you may empower us to do thy will.
Lord, may thy will, our will, in all things.
Give us this day our daily bread.
Almighty God, the fountain of all wisdom, who knowest our necessities before we ask, and our ignorance in asking, we beseech thee to have compassion on our infirmities, those things which for our unworthiness we dare not, and for our blindness we cannot ask, vouchsafe to give us the fullness of thy love and grace, which thou hast made known to us through Jesus Christ our Lord. In times of doubt and questioning, when our belief is perplexed by new learning, our faith tried by facts too hard for us to grasp, and by riddles too deep for us to read, give us still the humility of disciples and the trust of believers. Grant us patience to master the facts, candor to face the issues, insight to penetrate the mysteries, loyalty to truths already known, and courage to welcome new truths yet to be made known. Amen.
And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lord, be merciful unto me. Heal my soul, for I have sinned against thee.
Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according to the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions.
Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquities and cleanse me from my sin. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
O God, if thou dost permit us to be taken up into the mount of temptation, to see the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, grant that we may also see the world's need and the fields white already to harvest, that so by thy grace we may desire only thy glory and the redemption of our fellow men, and lose our wills in thine, whose service is perfect freedom. Amen.
For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Oh.
temptation, but deliver us.